8:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS. Yesterday, while sitting on my couch doing absolutely nothing, I got a tweet message from our next guest, David Stokes from the Show Me Institute, saying join him on the show to talk about whatever McGraw wants to talk about.
Whatever you want to talk about.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the type of analysis we've come to expect from David Stokes and the Show Me Institute policy analyst. How was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was fabulous.
Good.
We got to spend a lot of good time with family. Kids had a great weekend. Played some football, still sore.
Good, good. Spent a lot of time with family. Did anybody cry and scream? Any fights? Because it's really not a holiday till somebody cries.
Does the three-year-old count, like a tantrum from that?
Yeah, that counts.
Had some pretty typical children explosions over the weekend.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Nothing adult-oriented.
All right, well, that's sort of a mild Thanksgiving at the Stokes house. Hadley Township, what's this story? It's half in and half out?
Right. It looks like Menards is moving forward. This is the neighborhood in Richmond Heights near Dale and Hanley Road.
Right.
It's been sort of undergoing the threat of eminent domain, alternatively viewed as the potential for redevelopment.
Right.
For about the last 7-8 years. And it's just really been a nightmare for the homeowners, but it looks that...
Because the homeowners were going to be bought out, then they weren't going to be bought out, and then it was on hold, and then it fell through, and now...
And then it was back on, and
right.
Then it was back off. It's
right.
Just been a very tough situation for many of them. But right now it looks like the Menards portion of the development is going to go forward for about half of the neighborhood. And from what I read in the Post-Dispatch story over the weekend and what I've heard,
right.
It doesn't look like eminent domain's going to be involved, which is an excellent thing.
Because they originally said they weren't going to invoke eminent domain.
Well, that was Pace that sort of came out on this other project.
Okay.
Which came straight out and said, we're not going to use eminent domain. And then a few people wanted to follow their rights and not sell.
Right.
So Pace pulled out of the project.
Right.
And it remains to be seen whether Menards, which I believe has the right to invoke eminent domain and has developers in the neighborhood have had the right to eminent domain for years now. It remains to be seen whether they invoke it on the last few holdouts. I hope that they don't. I hope that it's able to come to a voluntary transaction and that the development goes forward. Unfortunately, it will then go forward almost assuredly with major public tax dollars and just another huge TIF.
Right. Now, that Home Depot across the street, that's still the same town, right?
No, that's Brentwood.
That's Brentwood.
And Lowe's down the street is Maplewood. So to your viewers thinking, well, there's three stores right there.
Right.
Well, but from Richmond Heights' perspective, it doesn't matter because they're not getting the sales tax dollars from those other two stores. So they want their own giant home supply and tool store to generate their own giant sales taxes.
I'm surprised somebody doesn't come in and do a story about... Talk about the abuse of a TIF. It's sort of like it's the three towns merge at that point, right? It's 3 points, if you will. Each town trying to steal the other person's hammer money, sales tax money.
Well, there's absolutely an excellent case study to be done there. Like as if the Menards project goes forward, and a few years from now to see the effects on the sales taxes and total sales for all three cities, how they it's one thing to compete against each other. That competition is wonderful.
Right.
But to subsidize the competition, perhaps unnecessarily, because you want your city to have some of those sales taxes.
Right.
That's a completely inappropriate use of tax dollars.
And heaven forbid you're a businessman who has a hardware store and you live in Richmond Heights. They've just basically chose that the bigger guy's better than you are.
Absolutely. And I think they've basically all been driven out of business. You got to go back a ways, 20 years or so, but each town sort of had their own little local hardware store.
Right.
I can picture the old Brentwood hardware store in South Brentwood, and U City had one in the Loop that's long gone.
Right.
I think the old Ledoux's is still there, but that's about it.
Well,
Richmond Heights, I believe, had one that's closed.
You got Schnars that's still fighting the good fight. And then there's another Schnars sponsor of this show, friends of the show. But that's why Judge Ellman County Executive Ellman in St. Charles County has said, look, it does us no good to ruin the fabric of our community by these local businessmen who have the hardware stores, have the markets. And they live, they work, they play, they donate to charity. They're part of the Legions Club. They're Masons. They show up for the for the school play, and they give to the community, and they give to charities. We're ruining that fabric of the community by putting these people out of business.
You are, and you're using tax dollars that those small businesses generate and giving them to large retailers who come in. And I love large retailers coming in, but the constant fact that almost every project in the St. Louis area is subsidized, and God bless Steve Aleman for the stand he's taken in St. Charles against it. And right. There's certainly other officials who've at least tried to fight back against it, but it still passes in the overwhelming majority of times.
How much are you watching this McKee fight in North City as this starts to heat up with all that TIF money?
Well, we've been following, at the Show Me Institute, we've been following the McKee situation closely for years now. That said, now that once it moved into litigation, it's sort of, we're not a law firm at
sure.
the Show Me Institute, so
sure.
we became less involved once something goes to litigation, but we've been following it closely for years.
He wants a $400 million tax increment financing plan to redevelop large chunks of North City. Who would be against that?
Well, yeah, that's not a typo.
Right.
That's not a misstatement. I mean, you're talking for hundreds of millions of dollars of which, and what we have to constantly remind people, that's other people's money. That's tax credits or TIFs or various things. Those are real. That's real money that is going to just be given to Mr. McKee's proposals here. And I hope nobody's opposed to redevelopment in North St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that it's so grandiose and so enormous and so over the top, it's lost its original court fights because the judge ruled that it didn't actually pass the tests of a legitimate TIF.
Right.
A WashU economic professor was on the stand talking about it and looked at the economic analysis that Mr. McKee's organization had put forward and said if a student of his had produced something like that, he'd give him an F. Because it was, and all these TIFs are the same. The economic development strategies that they put out there are all just garbage. But it'll be very interesting what the Supreme Court finally rules on McKee.
They say it'll have ramifications for all TIFs going forward because they're all sort of this sort of not well-defined plan that is somehow considered not acceptable. And so you need a more detailed plan in which nobody wants to put forth.
And they can't. I mean, a lot of these TIFs, they have these cost-benefit analysis and projections of taxpayer money, and they're very poorly done because they attempt to do the impossible. They attempt to give politicians cover and say, if we do this, we'll generate this. They attempt to give them certainty where you can't actually have certainty. For
right.
example, this Whole Foods TIF in the Central West End
right.
has put together its tax projections, what it will make for the city of St. Louis if it goes forward. Except that nowhere in any of the projections does it even attempt to account for reduced sales at Straub's and Schnucks nearby.
Right.
I mean, most of this money is going to come from other stores in the area.
Right.
But they just act like it's all new money. They act like it's all private money. It's insane what they can get away with in these projections.
However, even if you take a step back and you look and you say that tax increment financing is allowed to go through for a Menards, which is across the street from a Home Depot and a half a mile from a Lowe's. That's allowed to go through. But a TIF to refinance probably one of the most blighted regions in America is not allowed to go through. You have to scratch your head and say, what's going on with this world?
Well, I think it's a matter of scale because the Menards TIF and most TIFs are much, much smaller than the McKee project. It's my understanding that the only comparable TIF redevelopment proposal to the North Side proposal in the country is like the Brooklyn Yards proposal in New York City.
Okay.
I mean, it is gigantic. But that is not to say the Menards proposal at all deserves money. It absolutely does not.
Right.
Richmond Heights is a very wealthy community. The neighborhood, it became a self-fulfilling prophecy in Hadley Township. I mean, it became a blighted community because of the
right.
because of what they did to try and pass a TIF and the landlords and the confusion, two mortgages that people got stuck with.
Right.
I mean, it is sort of blighted now in parts because they made it so as part of this whole process.
That's the
it
sad
wasn't
reality.
10 years ago.
Yeah, no, that's no question about it. That's the sad reality. They've been living over this cloud for all time. Who wants to buy a house that's going to be condemned, or you don't know if it's going to be condemned, and so you can't sell it. You don't want to put money into it because you're not going to get money out of it. So it's just been this sort of downward spiral. But you look at North St. Louis and you think, if anybody needs redevelopment money, or anybody, if a community needs investment, it's North St. Louis, and many people within the own community of North St. Louis don't want Paul McKee to bring this $400 million. It's going to be more than $400 million. It's going to be billions. But it's amazing to me how much grief he's taking about trying to redevelop one of the worst parts of the region.
Right. And I don't support that TIF proposal. I don't support it because I don't think it's going to work. I think it's far too grandiose.
Right.
I think it involves way too much of other people's money and too little of theirs. That's just my opinion there. But to your larger point, look, if Schnucks was going to do a new store in a part of North St. Louis that truly had no grocery stores serving it and got some public dollars as part of a TIF, I would back off on my criticism of something like that, because I would say, yes, this area fits a common sense definition of blighted.
Right.
And some type of tax incentive here is at least far more worthy than using the blighting of West County Mall.
Right.
Or for a new Mercedes dealership on Hampton in a great part of the city. So your point is solid to that extent.
Right. And, you know, you look at just around the dome, you look just north of the dome, there's just a giant field of gravel just right across the street on the other side of the dome. And so you think about, you know, what could be developed there, or the fact that the dome hasn't developed anything there, and stadiums are all about, you know, bringing in more. That place has sat vacant for years, and it's now really the only place you can tailgate next to the stadium. But, I mean, it's just a gravel acres and upon acres.
Well, and I think the city just needs patience, because that is a desirable area. And I think if the city just stays back and lets something happen there, even if it's just great tailgating 10 times a year. Do people tailgate before preseason games?
Yes, they do. So, yes, they do. And it was only 9 times this year because they had to spread the brand in London.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, clearly. All right. Where are we with Show Me Institute? Anything we should know? Any speeches coming up?
We've got a Show Me Institute forum at our offices in the Central West End on December 6th. State Auditor Tom Schweik is giving a talk, and it's a morning event, and you can call us to register at 314-454-0647, or check out the info on our website, showmeinstitute.org.
Tom Schweik, good man, been on the show numerous times. David Stokes, have yourself a good Cyber Monday. What are you going to buy on your time while working at Show Me Institute?
Nothing, because I believe my boss is listening to the program.
Fair enough.
So nothing at all.
Nothing at all. I'm going straight back to the office. I'm going to work all day. David Stokes, have a good day.
Thanks, McGraw.
8:48 here on the Big 550 KTRS.